I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Will Springfield officials be able to agree on a plan for the former YWCA block? And organizers are trying some new things to bring people back to the farmers markets. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with a different topic this week, though. Home sales, they're down again in the Springfield area. What's going on with those?
Well, they were down 13% in April, which is one of the more significant drops we've seen in, really in the last couple of years. And they attribute this to a shortage of homes on the market, particularly in a kind of a mid-range of 90 to 200,000 in that range in particular. But more frequently now, every month, they're mentioning the state budget crisis is becoming a big factor in this. People both afraid to buy or to sell. We all know there's a lot of state government work in Springfield and a lot of businesses that rely on state government contracts. So they're just introduced a lot of uncertainty out there. And as one of the realtors executives put it to us, I mean, we really don't know what to do about this because we've never been here before.
Actually, home sales have been pretty strong in the Springfield area, hadn't they, for quite a while?
Oh, they have. And they're only down a little bit for the year when you look at January through April, and the prices have held up well. This market has always been less prone to big swings in sales and prices than most markets. But again, the Illinois realtors and the capital area realtors, they keep mentioning that the state budget crisis is just hurting everything. And now it appears to be having a fairly significant effect on home sales.
Well, we mentioned the YWCA block at the start there, and the city of Springfield trying again, getting some proposals from developers, and we don't know yet, I guess, what those proposals are or what are in those, but we're expecting some decisions soon.
Well, this is the second time around, you'll recall, asking developers for proposals for that block in downtown Springfield. Four proposals were submitted by the deadline on Monday. We don't know precisely what's in all four of them, but they do have some things in common, like a theater is one possibility, apartments, restaurants. There's talk of a clock tower, and all of them at least include some component of a park. And the city has an aggressive timeline on this. They hope to go through those proposals over the next couple of weeks, get it to the city council, get final approval in June, and start construction in July. And last week, Mayor Langfelder announced he is appointing a committee to help him pick one of those four. So they're moving fairly quickly on this.
And I know the cynics out there will say this block will wind up sitting there and being undeveloped for years. That's just the way things will go. But that doesn't appear to be the plan, as you mentioned.
That's not the way I read it right now, Sean. A natural question out there after they had an initial round of proposals, got to the point of looking at some fairly detailed plans, and then rejected the final proposal early this year as having too many apartments. It was about 200 apartments. This time they have a limit of 100 and as being too expensive. So that's a natural question. My reading of it this time is that they are intent on selecting a project, getting that awarded sometime in June, and starting construction in July. The goal here, as we've talked about previously, they'd like to have something there in time for the bicentennial of Illinois statehood, and that's in August 2018.
And finally this week, it's that time of the year. Farmers markets are back, and they're trying some new things to try to attract people.
There's been at least anecdotal reports nationwide of sales being down, and the local farmers market operators are telling us sales were off a little bit last year. Some of that, as you'll remember, in June, it was exceptionally hot, so that had an effect. But they are diversifying these markets. It's, of course, the fruits, vegetables, bakery goods that we've all become accustomed to, but now they're trying what they call programming. In the case of the Old Capitol Farmers Market that opens on Wednesday, there will be events from yoga. I'm sure you and I want to try that. And healthcare seminars, and they'll have chefs on site and meals to go type things. So they're branching these out to sell what they call like more of an experience, Sean, than simply coming down and getting your fruits and vegetables.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.